way, when it gets too many hours and I get too tired, you know, then I don't say I don't enjoy it, but I'm too tired when I go home, you know?
Yeah, I know.
I'm wiped out. But as far as I don't, I enjoy normally my day's work, you know?
Mm-hmm. Even now. How old are you? When were you born?
I was born February 1, 1914. I'll be 72 my next birthday. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I was, I don't, as far as I do one thing now. I don't get to work on time every day.
Mm-hmm.
I've had, and this is something I've read about it, and I've talked to doctors about it, and then this, well, this Bob McMillan yesterday was he lost his wife. And he said his doctors told him, they read articles on it. It takes so many years to mm-hmm. get over losing a mate where you've been married that long, and I've had a sleeping problem. And some of it is, I read this also in doctors, that you get older, you don't sleep 9 hours straight through. First off, I'm not working physically 7 hours and then hitting a bed. I'm so tired, I will sleep. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I sleep 2 or 3 hours and I wake up an hour. And then I sleep an hour and a half and I wake up. And then I sleep another 2 hours. What I do, if I 6:30, I haven't had my sleep, and I sleep till 9. I will sleep till 9.
Yeah, I think that's important.
Then mm-hmm. I get some rest, and I come mm-hmm. over there rested, and I won't probably get out till 6:30 or 7, but I will be rested. See what I mean? I won't just push myself. Well, it's 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. If I go back to sleep, I'm not going to be to work on time. I'm not there if I want to get to eat anymore like I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I've conceded that one, you know.
Mm-hmm. But you still probably, I think you're on the wrong floor.
Recorder's floor?
I think that's 3 or 4.
Well, anyway, I won't, but I concede that one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we get a whole bunch of these, I call them Goodwill missionaries up here in the summer, and they have to go to dinner with 3 of them and 3 nights straight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and that makes my day pretty long. You know, but as far as spending my day there with people and then mm-hmm. the little problems that arrive there, and of course most of that company there has been there a long time and it pretty well chugs along, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But still you have to be on it all the time because we lose enthusiasm again. You have to keep after this thing enthusiasm, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it is.
We get mm-hmm. lackadaisical, you know, with this guy in the service department, this guy cleaning up a new car, you know what I mean? In other words, well, that's good enough. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, let's strive for perfection, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, I do. And that's something I'm very interested in and glad to hear you say, and it's something I'm going to use.
But I mean, you know, you got to strive to be the best.
The
whether
best
you are
you
or not,
be.
You strive to be the best, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's very important.
I don't sell cars anymore, but I talk to a lot of people when I just turn over to salesmen, but I actually do sell quite a few cars. But a salesman get going, you know, good, and they've had a good day, and they're making good money, and somebody comes along, and they're standing over there, and he doesn't spend the time to answer their questions. You know what I mean? And I am right out of that office, and I said, I do know one thing. I know every product we sell.
Mm-hmm.
I know how much the bore and the stroke, and,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, and I know how it's put together, mm-hmm. and I go into it, and I have a little enthusiasm, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, it's all different. But life is a joyous thing, I think.
I mean,
no matter how hard you work or how difficult it is.
I got a kick out of my mother, you know. She had this backyard that had to be redone, and every summer they couldn't get the right people there to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's good, that's keeping her alive. And she finally got a bunch of them in there, and she stayed out there in this lounge-type lawn chair, and she's giving directions. Don't do that! You know what I mean? But, man, she's having a ball this summer. She's getting that yard done to suit her.
Yeah, yeah. She's alive. Mm-hmm.
But I think that, you know, then you got to, if you didn't want to sell cars, you didn't want to service them, then you need to get out of that business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I tell my son, if he's ever satisfied with the service department and satisfied with the front end, it's time to sell the damn business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can't be satisfied with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's the same in painting.
You know what I mean? You can't be satisfied. It's never quite good enough. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's got to be better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can't ever be satisfied with it.
Well, I think that this
is... Well, I think this is...
Great. Yeah, I just have a couple of things that I wanted to ask.